The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Hey, Jody. Ann and I are just taking a hot chocolate break. You want some?
Sure.
Just sure? This is chocolate we're talking about.
Well, I'm feeling kind of discouraged. Remember the birthday money that you and Uncle Dave gave me?
Yeah, but I'm not sure I want to hear this.
Well, you know, my best friend Sandy wanted to go to the mall yesterday, and I went with her.
Yeah, and I was surprised that you didn't come home with a dozen shopping bags. Our frugality must be rubbing off on you.
I didn't exactly come back empty-handed. Sandy is always talking about all these electronic gadgets she has, and she sort of talked me into purchasing a cell phone.
Sort of talked you into purchasing a cell phone. Well, it's your money, and I suppose you certainly could have bought something less practical. Are you going to show it to us?
Well, that's the problem. Here's the phone, and at first it looked great. I mean, it has a camera and a built-in calculator and an alarm.
Sounds pretty fancy, Jody. What's the problem?
Well, I'm glad you're not angry at me, but I've been looking through these magazines Sandy gave me, and now I don't feel like my phone is so special. Here, look at this one. It has buttons for each letter of the alphabet, and this one you just touch the screen to use it.
Yeah, that's the trouble with technology.
Oh, Aunt Anne, Uncle Dave, what am I going to do now? Part of me wants to take the phone back.
Well, that's certainly an option if you're not happy with the one you have. But Anne's right. It's hard to keep up with technology. The cell phone we have, we got so long ago, didn't even have a camera option.
You're kidding. You have a cell phone? Where is it?
I'm not exactly sure where it is right now. I'm afraid your uncle and I don't keep the phone with us all the time like many people do. It's really just for emergencies.
You mean you can only make phone calls with it? Don't you want to upgrade to one with a camera?
Well, the idea of having a camera and a phone is interesting. We already have a camera, and so far we've resisted the pressure to replace the phone we've got with one that has a camera.
Sandy keeps her phone charger plugged in all the time. I've never seen your phone plugged in.
Oh, ours is charged. We just don't turn it on unless we need it. If we left a charger plugged in all the time, it would just be wasting energy.
What if your phone quits someday? Will you get one with a camera so we can send pictures to each other?
Maybe. But I hope our phone lasts a long time, because then we'd have to figure out what to do with the old one. Thank goodness they can be recycled. Cell phones contain a lot of toxic substances.
Yeah, well, Jody, I'm interested to see the one you've got work.
You can be an everyday environmentalist, even when it comes to cell phones. Resist the pressures to upgrade to the latest technology when your current one still works. And when it's time to get a new one, a lot of organizations will recycle the old one for free.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Bretta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave. Jim Justice as Ann and Noel Eshte as Jody. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.